I'd like to take you to a place of infinite peace. A place where everything begins. To get there, we have to do an incredible journey. Place where space itself collapses to nothing at all. You could call such a thing a wormhole. But we're going to somewhere through a wormhole. We're going to a place called a void. So if you could just imagine yourself drifting into, I suppose, a tube. Very dark, very safe. It's like a magic gate, because you enter it and you come out the other side almost instantly, but in a very different place. So, as you approach the gate, all is dark in front of you. And just feel yourself drifting, as though you are in space, towards this gate. It hasn't got a handle or a door or anything like that. It's just a space in front of you. And you reach forward tentatively with your hands and your fingers. And whoosh, you go through. Into an incredible place. You are in the center of a void. A void is a place where everything begins, in a way. Where ether creates matter. This place is of infinite peace and infinite beauty. Because as you look around, you can see galaxies, you have extended vision, and you can see so, so clearly. Galaxies going off in strings and ribbons, each galaxy containing hundreds of billions of stars. There are millions of these galaxies, each containing hundreds of billions of stars, all at an incredible distance from you. It's almost like being inside a bubble. In every direction you look, up, down, left, right, you are in the center of a void where there is absolutely nothing at all, but there is a huge amount of energy here. It's invisible, you can't taste it or touch it really, but it's there. This is where ether is creating the very matter which will drift through eons of time from where you are out towards the edge of the void, where the strings of galaxies exist. This is the very origin of matter itself. So the conveyor, if you like, goes out in every direction from where you are. Now, having understood where you are, I'd like you now to spend just a few minutes looking all around you at these streams and trails of galaxies. It's like being in the center of a single tiny bubble, but this bubble joins other bubbles and they go to other bubbles, like an infinite froth in every direction. But this single tiny little bubble that you're in is hundreds of millions of light years across. The sizes and dimensions are staggering. So So just gaze at the beautiful strings, streams, clouds, thin little fibers, all in the infinite distance around you. Feel the cool freshness, the purity of the energies around you. Of course, with astral traveling, you could never go to such a place physically. But with astral traveling, anything's possible. So this might be a place you want to come back to again. And with no efforts at all, and without any consciousness, you return through your wormhole back to where you are now. Whoosh, back into the physical world. Now in the knowledge of at least one aspect of the dynamics of our incredible universe. The story I've just told you was inspired by a great author called George Ernest Moss.